Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Frank Andrews Show podcast.
9 minutes now after 5 o'clock. The issue is our POWs, our MIAs. Never forget. The issue is 22 veterans who die by suicide every day. And there is an event going on for Memorial Day weekend called Rolling to Remember. It is something that many people here in northeastern and central Pennsylvania have been involved in. And if you haven't registered, I hope you will. On the line with us right now is Joe Cinelli. Joe is the president of AMVETS and one of the people that is running Rolling to Remember. Joe, thanks for joining us. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, Frank. Never better. How are you?
I'm good. When you texted me over the weekend and said, you know, can we get on the air? I anything you need at any time, Joe, you got free rein to call and get right on the air. So tell people what they need to know about Rolling to Remember.
I appreciate that for sure. So it's going to be probably more than 100,000 Patriots on motorcycles converging from all over the United States, and absolutely a lot come down from Pennsylvania. They'll be coming down on Friday, Saturday. The big run itself is on Sunday, so we'll be staging at RFK Stadium, outside the stadium, massive parking lot there. It'll be completely packed with motorcycles. And then at noon, we will set off and go into the city, loop around the National Mall, past the memorials, past the White House, past Capitol Hill, all very symbolic and for a reason, because we'll be making sure that our country knows that we stand with our missing in action still, those prisoners of war who still have not yet come home, and really it's cross-generational, the suicide crisis that's happening among our veterans. We want the world to know about it, and we want the world to know that we're working to fix this, and most importantly, I think we want lawmakers to know that they must keep their promise and leave no veteran behind.
Absolutely. Now, it's not too late to register?
So no registration even necessary, and it's a completely free event. Rolling to Remember has all the information. We start off Friday night with the blessing of the bikes at the National Cathedral, then we'll head over to the wall for a candlelight vigil there and play taps just after sunset. Then on Saturday, we have a kind of a new wrinkle. We'll be at RFK Stadium. We'll have a stage there, and we'll really be talking about these issues in depth, but we'll also have some live music. And then Jon Stewart, formerly of The Daily Show, will be there with us, along with every major veteran service organization in the country is coming together to demand that the Senate passes the PACT Act and really takes care of our veterans who have been exposed to Agent Orange, the burn pits, other toxic exposure.
Now, you know, I'm looking at the itinerary, and we're going to give people the website so they can look at it too. But coming up, you're having an attempt to get into the Guinness Book of World Records to raise money for veteran suicide awareness. What the heck is that, Joe?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of fun, but on a very serious issue, obviously. So the statistics show about 22 veterans die by suicide every day. Obviously, a terrible statistic. And so a lot of us do 22 push-ups a day to raise that awareness and to let veterans know they're not alone. And the old record set overseas, I think in the UAE, back in 2017, is only about 1,600 people doing push-ups together. So we're hoping to smash that record and get our cause into the Guinness Book of World Records, get some more attention. Sometimes some of the media wants to see things like that to really be able to give it the coverage. So we'd love for you to be there at 2:22 p.m. on Saturday to just do a, you only got to do a couple push-ups to be part of the record, but the most of us will be doing 22 push-ups.
Man, I'll tell you, you've really put a lot of work into putting this together. So again, if people are hearing this and they want to get involved, what do they do?
RollingToRemember.com has all the information. Again, no registration. Everything's free. Or just come on down. Come out to RFK Stadium on either Saturday or Sunday, but especially Sunday if you're on a motorcycle. Saturday, it's really, you don't have to have a motorcycle to get into the parking lot. It's for anybody who cares about their veterans, wants to stand up and make sure our lawmakers understand that.
Absolutely. Now, Joseph, between now and the event, if there's any information you need to get out or anything at all you need, you got the number, call back. I'll get you right on the air.
Thank you, sir.
Thank Grateful. You. We're happy to help. God bless you, and thank you for your service. Have a great weekend, sir.
God bless. Thank you.
My pleasure. Joe Cianelli, President, AmVets, 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. So if you are a motorcycle rider and you want to get involved, you just want to go to rollingforremember.com, rollingtoremember.com, rollingtoremember.com, and you'll see the itinerary, and it's got, okay, so Friday the 27th, Washington National Cathedral, the blessing of the blessing. 8 o'clock, National Vietnam Wall Memorial, candlelight vigil at the wall at 8 o'clock. Then on Saturday, RFK Stadium parking lot, Rolling to Remember 2.2-mile run or walk. Right? Ooh, I'd love to do that. At noon, Rolling to Remember Day of Prevention. Broken into 22-minute segments, the stage activity will alternate between programmatic information around mental wellness and suicide prevention and mission-focused musical performances. Speakers will include veterans advocates, a special presentation for Vietnam veterans, VA officials, and then at 1 o'clock, Pass the Pact Act DC rally with John Stewart. Veteran advocate John Stewart and a coalition of veterans service organizations will hold the Pass the Pact Act rally, gathering, and press event at the Rolling to Remember demonstration to highlight the urgent need to pass the Honoring Our Promise to Address Compensation Toxics Act of 2021 or Honoring Our Pact Act on the Senate floor. Okay? Toxic exposures as an act of war. Then at 2:22, the Guinness Book of World Record push-up attempt. Then on Sunday, ride day, 7 a.m., gates open for riders. So if you can't get there Friday or Saturday, you want to get down there early, 7 a.m. is the gates open for the riders, right? You can go to rollingremember.com, the itinerary route, to give you all the information that you need. Then at 9:30, motorcycle drill team performance, 10 o'clock, live musical, right? 10:30, motorcycle drill, 11 o'clock, welcoming. Right, 12 o'clock, the 2022 Rolling to Remember demonstration ride begins Monday, Memorial Day, the 30th, 3 p.m., Constitution Avenue. National D.C. Memorial Day Parade begins. It's a great event. We have supported it. We will continue to support it. And you need to go to this website because it's got lots of information on the road closures and how you need to maneuver around the D.C. area. So, again, it's rollingtoremember.com. Now, if you're not a bike rider, you can help. You can go to the website. AmVets, needs some donations just to kind of make all this happen, right? They need about $350,000 to pay for everything. Right now, they are halfway there, right? Halfway there. Here's what they say. Help us ensure the legacy of Rolling to Remember. We're ready to be back in D.C. and kick stands up on the Sunday, May 28th. For tradition, this ride will take place in our nation's capital to raise awareness of the critical issues facing our nation's veterans and demand action for the 82,000 service members missing, as well as raise awareness of the 22 veterans who die by suicide each day. For every $10 you contribute, we invite you to add one photo to our digital Rolling to Remember Honor Wall, okay? So you can just go to that website, Rolling to Remember, and it'll help you to make that donation. It's a great cause, great event. Now, I was just talking to Jake a little bit earlier, and I mentioned to him that, we are back now. So this Friday will be the Friday before Memorial Day, and we will do what we always do. We will talk about our veterans. We will ask people who want to remember their veterans, the people who are past, people who served, their family members that they're proud of. We'll ask you to call and just talk about that. It's always very moving, always very inspirational. Now, a lot of kids have Friday and Monday off from school. Okay, school year is wrapping up. It's a great program to listen to, and I'm sure Nikki will have something. I'm sure Bob will have something. So it's as you're riding around, whatever you're doing on Friday or Monday, just, tune in and we'll have all that information. But Friday will be our special Memorial Day program. 18 and a half minutes now after 5 o'clock. Back to all the news and other things that are happening in your phone calls at 883-0098. We'll be right back. And your Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Mostly cloudy tonight, low near 50. Partly sunny tomorrow, high about 71. Partly sunny Wednesday, there'll be a shower overnight. Wednesday's high 72. And Thursday, cloudy and breezy, few more showers and a high Thursday of 72. 66 degrees right now and sunny. I found that op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. It is a piece. It's called Hillary Clinton Did It. Hillary Clinton Did It. And the editorial board just went nuts calling the Russia-Trump collusion a dirty trick for the ages. Okay. Now, let me just set this up before I read part of it. Clinton's former campaign manager, who is a fellow by the name of Robbie Mook, testified at the Durham case with the Sussman trial that Hillary Clinton herself gave the green light, she signed off for the campaign, to disseminate material linking former President Donald Trump to Russia, even though there was no evidence. Okay? So, I mean, that was kind of devastating testimony. Here's what they wrote in the op-ed. Quote, Wall Street Journal. In short, the Clinton campaign created the Trump allegation, fed it to a credulous press that failed to confirm the allegations but ran them with them anyway, then promoted the story as if it was legitimate news. The campaign also delivered the claims to the FBI, giving journalists another excuse to portray the accusations as serious and perhaps true. Quote, most of the press will ignore this news, but the Russia-Trump narrative that Mrs. Clinton sanctioned did enormous harm to this country. It disgraced the FBI, humiliated the press, and sent the country on a 3-year investigation to nowhere. Vladimir Putin never came close to doing as much disinformation damage. And you know what? Every word in that op-ed is true. Damage was done. Damage was done. And it's still being done. Because, the people who are putting on the size 12 boot and saying to me, don't you ever suggest that Trump can't run. Trump is the guy that we need. Trump is the guy that is going to clean up this country. The people who, who are putting the size 12 boot on and kicking me because I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Maybe there's going to be a lot of controversy again. It's because of all the controversy that was created that was a lie. And it's still coming back, with coattails. And I'm realizing that reading this Wall Street Journal, op-ed. Right. The damage was done. It was terrible. It was a bunch of lies. There are people that will still believe it and still argue that it was true. I mean, you want to talk about just and Trump put out a note and said, yeah, can somebody it wasn't a tweet, but he put it out on his whatever his thing is, Truth Social or whatever it's called. Put it out and said, can somebody tell me where I go to get my reputation back? It's true. Think about it. Where do I go to get my reputation back? Now, Jake, soundbite number 4. Let's go back to Joe Biden. Inflation. Of all places, CNN ripped the Biden administration to shreds, talking to Brian Deese. Brian Deese is the economic advisor for President Biden. And the CNN anchor kind of put on a size 12 boot. Listen to this.
Okay, let's talk about inflation. It is still near the highest levels in 4 decades. I want to play what President Biden said about this issue almost a year ago compared to what he's saying now.
By the way, talk of inflation. The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
Brian, how did the administration get that so wrong?
Look, a lot of things have changed over the course of the last year, and we've dealt with a lot of unexpected challenges. As I mentioned, the Delta wave of COVID, Omicron on top of that, and more recently, Putin's invasion of Ukraine, which has sent gyration through global energy markets. What's most important for the American people to understand right now is they have a president who is making clear, as you just played, that inflation is his top economic priority. And that means a couple of things. First, we need to give the Fed the space and the independence to do its job, which is to get inflation under control. Second, we need to lower costs for families, make things more affordable for them during this economic transition. And third, we need to reduce the federal deficit. If we reduce the federal deficit, we'll help to reduce price pressures in the economy. We've made a lot of progress on that because of the president's policies, but we can do more.
Well, let me ask you about two specific things that would get to the second point you made about lowering cost for consumers. Number one, the federal gas tax. Would you implement a federal gas tax holiday, yes or no?
Well, we're looking at every option. That's something that Congress would need to take up. When it comes
the president would have to, not would have to, but if the administration wants it, he could announce that that's something he wants.
Look, we're working with congressional leaders on a range of different options, and the president is open to anything that could constructively move to help bring some relief at the pump. He has already
taken
historic action, to be clear. We're releasing 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Countries around the world are doing the same because the president has led. That has helped to blunt the impact of oil prices.
So the gas tax holiday is very much on the table.
Look, any option that could constructively move us.
Let me ask you about another option, rolling back Trump's tariffs on China.
Well, that's another thing that we're actively looking at, but that goes to a broader question of how we can make trade internationally work for American families and American consumers. The president's in Asia right now, as you mentioned, and tomorrow we'll be launching something called the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. This is designed to actually focus on those economic issues that would matter most for American families. Let me give you a really concrete example, supply chains. This framework will help us build more resilient early warnings for supply chains. One of the reasons why prices have gone up so much is we've seen these supply chain disruptions that then mean that Americans have to pay more at the store or online. We can solve those types of issues. That's what the president will be talking about tomorrow.
Let's talk about baby formula.
Okay, now, let me ask you a simple question. The CBS poll that I quoted earlier said 69% of the Americans who were asked say the economy is in bad shape right now and that Biden is doing a bad job dealing with it. Anything you just heard from Brian Deese, the economic advisor, did any of that make you feel better? Because in my mind, that clip should have been on Dancing with the Stars because that was tap dancing around everything. It was worthless information. 5:30, headline news. We'll be right back. 25 minutes before 6 o'clock. You know, I was coming back from, like I said, the first week I was off, we were dealing with a personal matter that we just had to resolve, and we did. And then I thought maybe I would be able to get back here last week, and it turned out that my daughter had to be taken from Geisinger Wyoming Valley Emergency Room to Children's Hospital in Danville, where she was admitted, the Janet Weiss Children's Hospital. And so I was pretty much at the hospital all week. But I said, I'm coming back, and boy, I'm going to be coming back to a firestorm. Because today was the day that the Supreme Court was supposed to officially release their decision overturning Roe versus Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood. Okay? It didn't happen. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to. But today was supposed to be the day they were going to do that. They put out a bunch of decisions, okay, but none of them had to do with Roe versus Wade. And so I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's going on. I read the SCOTUS blog, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS blog, and usually that kind of gives you an indication of what's happening. And there was a suggestion that because the Biden administration is anticipating violence because of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, that they have been I guess, asked to hold off until the president's back in the country? Again, I mean, that's not official. That's speculation in a blog. Makes sense. But, I mean, violence? Violence? I mean, man, what has happened to this country? I mean, violence has just become like almost part of the American way. I mean, for some people, it's just nuts. Violence? Protests? Yes. Violence, just, you know, just too much. But I say that because that must be the possibility for tomorrow. He's coming back tomorrow, right? And so sometime this week, we will have the Roe versus Wade decision. Now, there is also the old media thing. And that is, if you want something not to get a lot of attention, you do it on a Friday. And Friday will be the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. And so it wouldn't be far-fetched that all of this would come out on Friday. But, you know, I mean, who knows? But anyway, it's coming out. Roe versus Wade expected to be overturned, and Casey versus Planned Parenthood, which was Governor Casey, you know, put in a lot of restrictions that were upheld by the Supreme Court, at least part of it. That was Governor Casey and Ernie Priate, Democratic governor, Republican attorney general. So we shall see. And then it goes into what are called trigger laws. The trigger laws are laws that many states have put in place that as soon as Roe versus Wade is overturned, they will kick in their abortion restrictions. Because when Roe versus Wade is thrown out, it basically goes back to the states. It does not mean that there will be no abortions in the United States. It means that California will, you know, it will be as if Roe versus Wade is still there. New York will be the same way. Massachusetts will be the same way. Pennsylvania, you know, the Governor Wolf keeps saying there'll be no change here. There'll be no change here. There'll be no change here. And maybe there won't. I mean, the legislature then will have authority to do something if they do. But there will be some states like Texas, like Oklahoma, right, like the Dakotas, that will put some very strong restrictions on abortion because the decision will give the states the right. So that is coming up, and we shall see. But let's not hope for violence. Let's not hope for violence. All right. We got lots more to talk about and take your phone calls at 883-0098. But let's take a break right now, and we will be back with traffic and weather in just a minute here on WLK. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Mostly cloudy tonight with the overnight low near 50. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 71. Sunny Wednesday, might be a shower at night. Tomorrow's high will be 72. Thursday will be cloudy. Some wind will move into the picture. There may be some rain. High temperature Thursday, about 72 degrees. It's 66 degrees right now, and it's sunny. And just want to remind you one more time about one of our special premium perks. You can enjoy a half-off deal for PA Party Rentals. Get a $150 voucher for $75 or a $100 voucher for $50. Party staples like chairs, tables, and tents. Everything you need for your party, including games, bounce houses, slides, dunk tanks, obstacle courses. A large selection. You can call 570-714-PLAY or visit getmyperks.com for all of the details. My friend, Don from Pittston. How are you, Don? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, a friend of yours. I heard they said nothing but nice things about you, Josh Shapiro. Let me tell you something, Frank. Remember that printing press down the Scranton Times? They're printing the papers?
Yeah.
That's really, well, he's printing money in Harrisburg, this Shapiro. He's got more money, Frank.
Yeah, he does.
I said, how about $100 million? I said, all Frank needs $1 million. Put it aside for him when it's all over. But with that said, no, you're not the nice thing to say, but with that said, these Jewish trial lawyers alone, they're filthy with money. Oh, it's like, when you're looking at a minimum of $100 million, I mean, I don't know how you're going to overcome that. That's why Joel from Sawyersville, he knows. I mean, the insiders know. It's a tough task, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying, I hope people don't get their hopes high and say it was stolen or anything.
You really think it's going to be a $100 million campaign?
Oh, God, he's got so much money. They said he's got money bags, money everywhere. Jake Tapper, he went to school with all CNN spends money. He got money from like even guys like Anderson Cooper. It's all coming in, all out-of-state money, huge money. It's going to be Huge money, trust me. Big money.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that, I mean, and I sat next to Josh in the legislature, so yes, I do know him, and he was always a nice guy. I don't like his politics, but I do like him. But, you know, it was, who was the congressman who said to me, you know, follow the money. Whoever has the most money wins. And that's a sad situation, though, Don, isn't it?
That's your choice. Yeah, I know. But what are you going to do? The only thing there, though, I think they're grooming Josh to the presidency after he's governor. That's what I was told. So we'll see what happens. But like I said, when you're up against that kind of money, though, I mean, he knows how to use the money, too, like with the ads on your show and everywhere. And you know, I'm sure he's going to be advertised on your show everywhere. And he's going to hit all the markets, just smother it. It's going to get. I don't think he can compete with a money wise that Mastriano. You know.
Yeah, you might be right. How are you doing? How's things going on with you?
Oh, good. You know, everyone's getting hurt by the gas, but you know, it's good. Things are fine. But I want to mention something else with Lou. I think we would have been better off with Lou. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
But a lot of people are mad now. They might go the other way because what Trump did to Lou. Everyone thought he was going to support Lou Barletta. And we couldn't believe it, nobody. I was shocked when he went with Mastriano. Lou was the first guy to ever supported him as an outsider. You know that.
I think that Trump wound up going with whoever was most outspoken saying the election was stolen.
Oh, boy. Wrong way to go. Like you said, Trump's the only one that could hurt you. Because a lot of people, clear thinking people, know that didn't happen. He had a great 3 years, but the last year wasn't too good, you know?
Yep. Thanks for calling. Good to talk to you again, my friend. 14 minutes before 6. Now, speaking of the election, okay, Jake, soundbite number one. This is Kathy Barnett. I like Kathy Barnett. I don't want to make you crazy here, but Kathy Barnett would make a good vice presidential candidate. You can tell her I said so. I mean, I thought she would make a great senator because she came from poverty. She worked her way up. She can relate to real people. She was honest. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's pro-life. She's a veteran. You know, maybe some of her advisors and handlers, you know, didn't give her the information or tell her to do this, that, or the other thing. Because, man, politics is a crazy, crazy game. I mean, it's brutal. It's really brutal. But I just thought that she was basically the best person. I think she would have been great in the Senate. So then she did an interview on Newsmax. And, you know, they talked about, you know, the recount and what's going to happen next. And here's what she had to say.
I am Rita Cosby. There are several key primary races to keep an eye on. This, as the outcome of the Pennsylvania Republican Senate race, is still unclear at this hour. It's amazing. And joining us now is Pennsylvania Senate candidate Kathy Barnett. Kathy, great to have you here. How do you see this playing out? Obviously, they're going to do a recount, but you are now in third place. Where do you see it going with the top two?
Yeah, well, I see a lot of lawyers getting a lot of money. I think they're bringing in their lawyers and bringing in their volunteers. And this is going to be, you know, I mean, it's really sad for the people. I think, you know, especially coming out of 2020 with, you know, for those of us specifically on the Republican side, you know, it's quite disheartening is what I'm hearing among the people of once again having to sit back and wait at an election not being definitive. So my heart goes out to the people here in Pennsylvania of wanting to know who that person is going to be to represent them in the fall so that we can get busy winning, right? Because it's very important that we do so.
Will you endorse whoever wins?
I mean, will I support whoever comes out of this? Of course, right? I mean, if, right now, standing, you know, trying to pick between the two is like, you know, trying to pick between six and one and a half dozen and another. There's very little distinction between the two. But whoever should prevail out of this process, absolutely, I want our party to win.
How disappointed were you that President Trump didn't give you that coveted endorsement? He endorsed Dr. Oz, as we know, and currently he's got a great track record. He's currently standing. It's 85-3. That's an amazing record. How do you think that might have changed the race for you, Kathy?
I mean, you know, everyone wanted Trump's endorsement for obvious reason. His endorsement carries a tremendous amount of weight and influence, opens up doors, would have made my race so much easier. I believe we would have been a shoo-in to win in the general election. But nonetheless, you know, as I said once before, MAGA does not belong to President Trump. He coined the word, but the movement in and of itself, it belongs to the people. And what we saw with my race is that although we can walk and chew gum, we can appreciate what he has done, and we can appreciate his voice still today, but he's not Jesus, right? And so, and we're not in a cult. He gets to be wrong, and the people saw a lot of his base, saw that he was wrong on that endorsement, and so they were willing to pivot away from him. And so going forward, my hope is that the president, you know, get better advisors for one, but then also, you know, really, really take into consideration the makeup of the people in these states that he does not live in, but want to have an opinion, because I believe that his voice is very valuable, and we want that voice, you know, in this race. Our nation is in trouble. There are people who are very anti anything America first. And so we need our people, our voices, such as Trump's, to remain strong and viable and a leader. And we don't want him picking people that go against what MAGA actually stands for.
Wow, that's Kathy Barnett. I mean, she still makes a lot of sense to me. And basically, you know, she's saying, hey, listen, I still don't like his pick for the Senate candidate, but he's not Jesus and he's not infallible in faith and morals, you know. And that's true. I mean, and we're not in a cult. It's not like, you know, if he says something, we just, you know, all hail Plankton. I mean, it's just she makes sense. She's a common sense person. I just think she would have been a great candidate. Kathy, if you're listening, I think you'd be a great vice president. I really do. I think you'd be a great vice presidential candidate in the Republican Party. But we shall see. Back to Josh Shapiro and Doug Mastriano. Yeah, Josh Shapiro is going to have tons of money. He, you know, one of the things that happened was he was the only Democratic candidate. So anybody that was given to him. You know, on the Republican side, we had a lot of people. And so all the money was being divvied up by, what, eight people? Right? The big difference, Mastriano is a much better communicator. Now, Josh is a good communicator, but Mastriano can really make a point. He's very Reagan-like or Reaganistic. He's a real good communicator and I watched him in the debate, and in the debate he would take an issue and he would just drive it home, and I think that grabbed a lot of voters. Now, what is Josh going to run on? He can't run on how Pennsylvania handled COVID, because people are very upset with Wolf. I mean, he certainly, you know, has under his belt, you know, exposing child abuse in the Catholic Church. I mean, he was the guy that did that. I don't know how much that's going to take. He is extreme pro-choice, extreme pro-abortion. He and Fetterman, right? He has been at every rally with Governor Wolf saying, any bill that comes my way, I will veto, you know, against it. And so I don't know that that's going to work. What's he going to say about the economy? What's he going to say about gas prices? I mean, is he going to support electric vehicles? I mean, you see, he's a good guy, but there are a lot of issues that the Trump administration has thrown in his lap. Now, remember, what the Democrat, you know, what everybody says the Democrats' campaign is going to be is, yep, maybe we don't have anything to run on, but at least we're not insurrectionists. They're going to keep going back to January 6th. Yep, and you already see that with Mastriano. They're saying Mastriano spoke to a QAnon group. Mastriano, you know, was at that rally January 6th. And so what you're going to see is a lot of that, you know, Maybe I don't have anything to run on. Maybe I can't talk about the economy. Maybe I can't reduce your gas prices. Maybe I can't find your baby formula. But at least I'm not one of them. And that's going to be ugly. And you know who's going to wind up being the winner? Don from Pittston just said it. The media is going to cash in on this. Radio, television, newspapers, mass mailing, all that stuff. Man, oh, man, they're going to spend money to get the message out here, there, and everywhere. It's going to be an interesting fall. Now, what happens, just so you know, everybody takes a break. Alec Rinkavich said it earlier. You take the yard signs down. You just kind of chill for a little bit. Labor Day, you go nuts. Labor Day kicks it off. In Lackawanna County, you go to La Festa Italiana, you hand out all your literature, and you shake hands, and you kiss babies, and you do all that stuff, right? So, you know, we're going to have a quiet summer, and then our fall is going to be Looney Tunes. 4.5 minutes before six. Just want to remind you one more time, Bet Parks is a special odds boost promo for tonight's Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals for all customers, Miami at Boston. Go to the Bet Parks app and click on Boost, the Bet Parks Get Even Odds Boost. Bet that one player will score over 30 points in Game 4 tonight and get odds of plus 100. That's even money. Do it now. Go to the app or betparks.com for this odds boost for tonight's game. Simple. You get even money on this odds boost. Again, you bet that one player will score over 30 points in Game 2 tonight and get odds of plus 100 even money. You must bet before 8:30 tonight. You don't need to pick the player or team or the number of points. The bet is that one player will score over 30 points in tonight, and the odds are plus 100. Website has terms and conditions and restrictions. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. And if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. Ben Shapiro next. See you tomorrow at 3 here on WILK.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.